The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening once again, everybody, from Oldenburg Academy, the home of the Twisters. And we had a lot of tornadoes back in South Dakota when I was growing up, so it's kind of like old home week every time I come to Oldenburg. But we've got Terrence Arney 16 minutes before this one, and the way that JV game went just a moment ago with Waldron pulling it out 56-51 at the end, we may have a repeat here in this varsity contest.
We could be so lucky, Jim, if this game plays anywhere close to the intensity, the getting up and down the floor by both squads, kind of a free-flowing game. Was in the balance there heading down the stretch, but Waldron able to hang on.
And long shots dropping for both teams, like, no problem, didn't have to practice that.
Yes, yeah, we saw some good sharp shooting and saw some good work inside as well for the big men on both squads.
So the Mohawks come in to Oldenburg at 8-8 on the season. Twisters 8-10. Probably not a whole ton of hope postseason-wise for them, but the way Indiana sets it up, there's hope for everybody.
That's exactly right. That's what makes this time of year so special, what makes this sport so special. You just said it. Regardless of how your regular season goes, when you get to the second season, when you get to tournament time, anything could happen.
And you'll hear both Coach Shaw and Coach Higdon point out that that's exactly what they're counting on. Yeah. And they both have great faith in these squads they're putting out there tonight.
Yeah, all of these teams here in the state at this point of the season, Jim, they're looking for final tune-ups, if you would, before the big show. They'll have, of course, the parent show will be this weekend. Both teams, or all of these teams, rather, will know who they're going to play, where they're going to go, when, that whole thing. So they're kind of using these last several games in the regular season as that last second tune-up, and in some cases maybe even a measuring stick to figure out how much farther do they need to go in terms of playing their best ball.
And this will be a completely different Twister squad than I saw my second or third night in Indiana back in early December, because about half this roster was out injured or sick, and now they're all back. So I don't know what to expect.
Well, it's funny you mentioned this OA roster. I was sitting down getting my book together for the game, and I'm looking at the names, and for a split second, I thought I was looking at the soccer team roster.
There you go.
As all of these young men, a good fair portion of these young men play Twister soccer, and let me tell you, this soccer team wasn't that long ago. They played for a state title a couple of years back. They've been in the Final Four as well. What I can tell you, what does that mean? How does that translate? Well, they're not going to get tired.
Right. They can always run.
Yeah. They're going to be able to run. They're going to be well-conditioned and ready to go. So if the Mohawks are going to be able to get one out of here, steal one on the road, they're going to have to do some work to do it.
And so we will turn it over to the coaches to find out exactly what work they are planning on doing. It is the Twisters and the Mohawks, and we are going to be right back with both of them, Coach Shaw and Coach Higdon, in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy a Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back before this matchup with Coach John Shaw, the Mohawks from Waldron. Coach, welcome. We're glad to have you. And fill us in on your 8-8 ball club. Seems like you fellas have been a bit of a hot streak lately.
Yeah, we've been playing real good basketball right now. Everybody seems to be coming together. A lot of good work on the defensive end right now that's really paid off for us.
Now, give folks an idea as to who some of your standouts are that you'll be listening for here tonight.
You'll probably hear Keith Settles. He's been scoring 20 and close to 10 rebounds a game the last six games. He's been doing really well the last six games.
Lots of stat categories for Keith. Yes. He seems to be everywhere for you.
Yeah. And then you got Lucas Shaw, who's rebounds, assists, points. He'll be up there, one of the top guys on that. And then Max Jones has kind of been our little X factor, too. A lot of offensive rebounds from him.
Very nice. Now, what do you need to do to get the victory over the OA?
I think we need to stop Zero for them. I'm not sure what his name is. Number Zero seems to do everything for them.
That is Connor Miles.
Yeah. Everything kind of stems off of him. And control the boards in. They've got, size-wise, it's going to be a good matchup for us. I think we're pretty equally size-matched. So whoever can control the boards, I think, is going to have an advantage on this one.
Very good. And then in these last few days, weeks of the regular season, what's the goal of the Mohawks to get into postseason?
Just keep getting better every day right now. We kind of got a late start. We had to change with the coaching staff and everything, so we've kind of been a little late start with the guys, but they've all bought into it, and we're working hard.
All right, Coach, should be a good one tonight. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Coach John Shaw, the Mohawks, and we'll be right back in just a moment on WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Margaret Mary Health, they believe prevention and early detection are key in the fight against breast cancer. That's why they recommend all women receive mammograms yearly, starting at age 40. When it comes to technology, Margaret Mary offers advanced 3D mammography to their patients. If you can't afford a mammogram or your insurance doesn't cover it, financial assistance is available, thanks to funding from the Indiana Breast Cancer Awareness Trust. To find out if you qualify, call 812-933-5134.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back before this contest with Oldenburg Academy's coach Michael Hickman. Coach, 8 wins, but it sounds like always looking pretty good at this time of season.
Yeah, you know, we played Hauser pretty well on Saturday. We had a last-second shot to win it. Couldn't get one up, but, you know, they're a pretty good team. And, we're finally starting to get some guys back, get healthy, and it seems like we're finally starting to get into a little groove. It feels like we've been missing, like, a different guy every, like, 2 weeks or so, and now we're finally all, like, kind of together and actually getting into a little groove. So
going back in my book to the first time I called you guys, my second game in Indiana, you were without about half your roster.
Oh, was that the Frank County game?
They were all crossed out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We got everybody back. The Goldsmith kid, he's still got a hurt hand a little bit, but he's easing his way back in. So I think he should be good by sectional time.
So different ball club than what I saw in early December. And how are you guys tonight? And how does things shape up against Waldron?
I think we match up pretty well with Waldron. They're really similar to Union County, who we just played. They like to get the ball inside. They don't have a ton of shooters. But they play hard. I mean, they beat Try. They beat South Decatur the other night. I mean, they're playing really well.
So what do you need to do to stop it?
We're going to probably pack the paint a little bit, try to take away the penetration as much as possible, and offensively just kind of keep doing what we've been doing and keep attacking.
You do have some height in there that, both teams do, a pretty good height for this division of high school.
Yeah, they got a big 6'5", or he's like 6'6", and then we got a couple 6'4", 6'3", kids. So, yeah, should be a good battle inside, I would imagine, all night.
All right, we'll definitely pass along to people as it goes. Thanks so much, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Coach Michael Hickman of the Twisters, and we'll be right back to tip it off in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Terrence Harney back with you at Oldenburg Academy, where tonight's boys ball game between the Twisters of OA and the Mohawks of Waldron will be non-conference action, primarily because the Twisters are not in a conference. They are what the state calls freelancers.
Yeah.
And there's lots of them.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, that's unique about these two squads, I really like the passion that the small schools play this sport. You know, a lot of these smaller schools, your Class 1A schools, they may not have baseball or football or all these other sports. So all of that student athletes, all the athletes in that school, they're going to, you know, gonna play basketball if they're gonna do anything.
Oh yeah, because you're in this state for one,
right? And it just, you know, it's just so much more energy around the sport.
Absolutely.
And those smaller schools, they don't have to split their attention, if you would.
And so, Terrence, breaking down some of the numbers that we pulled, what do you find here?
Well, if we look at the tail of the tape for the Waldron Mohawks, they'll be led tonight by head coach John Shaw. He's the interim head coach in his first year. Since he's been at the helm, they've gone 4-2. And as for the Twisters, they'll be led by Coach Michael Hingdon in his second year at Olenburg, 15-26. When these two clubs last took the floor, Waldron defeated a very game South Decatur Cougar team, an overtime victory. They get the win 57-54. Olenburg, the Twisters, they suffered a tough loss to the Hauser Jets, 60-58.
Oof, that was tight.
And that Hauser Jet team, you know, you get a chance to watch them play, you can appreciate the effort from the Twisters, only falling by two. Of course, that Hauser team gave the Batesville Bulldogs everything they wanted not that too many weeks ago. But these two teams have faced each other back and forth over the last 35 years. Waldron with the slight edge, Jim. 12 wins for Waldron, 10 wins for the Twisters. And, in fact, when they last got together back in December of 2022, Waldron defeated Olenburg 38-33. But according to John Harrell, he's expecting the Twisters to get the win tonight. 56-49 is the prediction.
Very interesting. And sometimes those predictions have been scarily on the mark.
No doubt.
Very odd. So we'll be right back to tip things off after the national anthem in just a few moments. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're brought to you on WRBI by outstanding sponsors, including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings. And Terrence, we have some excellent starters on these two ball clubs tonight. Again, the Oldenburg Academy roster is back together where they weren't here in early December when last I was here for the boys. It's a 6'1 senior Connor Miles to start tonight, 5'9 freshman Adam Weber, also a 6'2 junior Jacob Stenger, 6'3 senior Jacob Cornelius will be out there, and so will 6'4 junior Henry Wanstroth. For the Waldron Mohawks, they're going to go with 6'3 junior Lucas Shaw, 6'6 senior Keith Settles will be the biggest man on the court wearing number 35. It'll be Max Jones, a 6'3 junior, 5'10 junior Jack Fisher, and 6' junior Will Larrison. So this is going to be one of the bigger matchups that I've seen in the state. A lot of height out here for both these clubs on small schools.
Yeah, a lot of good size, and that may negate, negate each other's out, because there's no real advantage because both teams, as you said, have the size. So it'll be interesting there.
Yeah, we have seen some interesting gyms throughout the season, and I'm still wrapping my head around so many of them. This one is really neat, really compact, and the Oldenburg girls used it to their advantage in an overtime victory a few weeks ago when I was here on Saturday afternoon. But with the small size, without the seats on the ends, and yes, with just fans on the two sides, is it more conventional? Is it something the players can relax about? They're still really close to the fans.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting parts in this about this gym. The intimate nature of it definitely kind of lends to a more homely feel, if you would. But the big part, the big thing is for the visitors, it can be difficult to play because the fans are literally on top of you.
Absolutely. The big men are in the circle, Henry Wanstroth and Keith Settles, and we are ready for action. The tip goes in Settles' favor, right to his teammate Jack Fisher, and we're underway with Waldron controlling the ball first. They are going from our left to right in their royal blue road unis. And good defense by the Twisters, almost knocks that ball away, but Settles comes up with it. He's on the left wing. He is one of those big men that has multiple talents, we're told. Keith can be just about everywhere. He dominates several statistical categories. On the wing, it is Lucas Shaw coming in, and there's a long jumper from the front from Fisher. Off the rim, not good. We're still scoreless, 35 seconds into this one. Going baseline for the Twisters, and after stepping out of bounds, I believe, was Connor Miles for Oldenburg Academy. And so we are scoreless, 45 seconds in. Once again, it's Fisher. It's going into Settles. There's the first two of the game. Keith with an easy one there, Terrence, and it looked about 8 feet away.
Yeah, he's going to be a handful down low there. You let him get in that close, he can do that all night.
Essentially an extension of his arm to put that in the rim.
No doubt.
6:50 remaining in the first, and here is Oldenburg. They've got Connor Miles handling that ball underneath, and he goes all the way in for the layup. So the Twisters have matched right away. 6:41 remaining in the first, 2-2. This is Fisher going down to the right wing to Max Jones for the first time. Max gets it back up front, and that's in the hands of Will Larrison. Back over to the right now as Lucas Shaw rotates through. He can't find anyone to pass to. Settles is covered inside. And finally does get that ball, gets it back out to Fisher. Jack goes left of the lane, and a bunny shot in there for Max Jones is off the rim, not good. Jones tries to take it away from the Twisters, but they get it right back and come down to the other end. There is a jumper from the foul line by Jacob Stenger. It is off the back of the rim, not good, and the Mohawks bring it right back, and there is an underhand layup that is way high, way off.
A little bit out of control when he stepped through.
Absolutely.
The lane. Lucky he didn't get called for the travel.
Rebound pulled down by Henry Wanstroth. And the Twisters have it right back. Again, it's Connor Miles in the lane. He's 1-on-3 for the layup. That is good. Miles has all 4 points for Oldenburg Academy so far. 5:36 to go in the first. 4-2 Oldenburg. On the right wing it goes to Lucas Shaw for Waldron. Over to the left wing. There's Settles. He's out of the lane in the corner. goes back up front. And that's Fisher once again. Jack looking for a pass, gets it back to Settles. Wanstroth comes out to meet him. Back to Larrison. And now it's in the hands of Max Jones. He goes underneath, gets it to Fisher, and Jack can't save it inbounds. That's a turnover to the Twisters.
Yeah, it's been played pretty clean here, but a turnover apiece to start this ball game here.
5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. Oldenburg Academy coming left. Connor Miles, he's going to handle the ball just about every drive this game. He goes in for a layup. It's stuffed by Settles, who pulls the rebound down and gets it up front now to his outlet, Jack Fisher. Down to the wing, down into the corner, and underhand layup. That was a thing of beauty, Terrence, for Lucas Shaw.
The reverse layup working for him. Used the rim to defend the defender, and then got it to go.
4-35 to go in the first, and we are tied at 4. Adam Weber handling the ball now for Oldenburg. And he's quickly double-teamed underneath. Twists and spins and gets it out to Jacob Stenger. Stenger comes to the foul line. Puts up another jumper. He's short off the front of the rim. Fisher comes away with the board. Comes across midcourt. And here are the Mohawks once again. On the right wing, it's Max Jones. Up front to Settles. He's all over the floor. You can see he is a multi-talented guy. He is not going to be stuck in that post spot. Up front then, it's Larrison. Handling the ball for the first time. Over to the left side and now into the corner to Fisher once more. There's Settles underneath on an assist pass. No, he puts it off the side of the rim. Not there. And it's pulled down by his counterpart, Wanstroth, for Oldenburg Academy.
Got to have those point-blank bunnies.
Absolutely. It's got to happen every time. No doubt about it. You blow that opportunity, you're in trouble. Here is Miles with a pass off to Jacob Stenger. Stenger backs it up between the circles. He's covered in there by Shaw. And tries to dribble on him. It's number 13 on number 13. From the foul line, Stenger's shot is off. Rebounded by Jacob Cornelius, who didn't play the first time I saw this team in early December. Jacob gets a nice outlet pass to Stenger. Jacob's going to reset from there. He goes left wing and then passes over to the right.
Hasn't been able to find the range on that mid-range shot, but it's there for him. Another miss inside, but the putback is good.
That one's good and draws a foul for Wanstroth. Henry's first score of the game. And he has a chance for three. Foul charge to Max Jones of the Mohawks. First personal, first team foul.
Despite the Mohawks with the big man, the 6'6 big man, the Twister is able to out-rebound up to this point.
Absolutely. And Wanstroth's shot is good. He's got three. And Connor Wiles has four. It's 7-4. Twisters. Now, there's Settles out on the wing. Wanstroth's out there with him. Over to the right side it goes, back to Shaw. And it's thrown away, but off the Twisters, they say. I think Miles got a hand on that one before it went out of bounds. So the Mohawks inbound again. Fisher dribbling across midcourt to his left. Now back to the wing to Shaw in the lane. Ball goes back up front. It settles. And now around the horn they go. Fisher's in the left corner. He's back up front now. To big 21, Will Larrison. And goes right back to Larrison. Now inside, and there's a scoop pass to Fisher from the left side for three. Right side for three, rather.
Big
shot.
That
was a brilliant shot.
From Fisher, a catch-and-shoot action. Step right into it with no hesitation, Jim.
And we are tied at 7. That was a thing of beauty. We could see it directly from behind Fisher just where he shot. 7 all, 2:19 to go in the first quarter here at Oldenburg Academy. There is a jumper from the foul line and some contact, but no foul called. Rebound comes down to the Twisters. Adam Weber has it. The 5'9 freshman getting a starting role.
Is really destroying the offensive boards, and that's why they're still in this game.
Absolutely. Over on the right wing for it for a moment is Stenger. He gets it into the corner now. That down to Weber. Rotating through well. Now underneath to Wanstroth. Here's out on the left corner. A three answer for Jacob Stenger.
It's got to feel good for Stenger to finally see that ball go through the net. He just needed to step out a little further, that's all.
And that makes our score 10-7 in favor of Oldenburg. And the Mohawks missed a rebound opportunity there. Settles was out of position. It came down in the hands of one of the Twister guards. And so they have it up front. Miles in his hand. Now it's Wanstroth inside from the foul line. A looper inside to Wanstroth. He can't shoot it.
Oh.
And tries to pass it back to Cornelius. Goes right past him and out of bounds.
Well, he had it underneath the goal, and he felt and heard footsteps, rightfully so, as the big man tried to collapse out on top of him. Thought he was going to kick it outside for a good look, but where he threw that ball, Jim, no one was home.
So, with minute 11 remaining in the first quarter, it is the Twisters of Oldenburg Academy leading the Mohawks of Waldron 10-7. This is a great game. We're glad to have you with us on WRBI. Checking in for the first time tonight is Jacob Lindsay for the Mohawks. He had the ball for a moment. Now it's back in the hands of Lucas Shaw. Shaw comes to the foul line in a crowd, gets into the corner. Now it's back up front. Back to Shaw. Back down to Lindsay. They're passing it around. There's Fisher. Settles is in the right corner. Thinking about a three, he did not take it. Jacob Lindsay puts it up, and there is Keith Settles. That's the kind of weapon he is. He suddenly has 5 points, and it's 10-10.
The three ball has been the great equalizer in this one for sure. It's threes from each team has tied it up both times.
No question. Coming right with it now is Isaiah Wagoner in the game for the first time for Oldenburg. Isaiah takes it underneath. That is Wanstroth. Off the glass, high, too hard and not good. Coming down in the hands of Max Jones for Waldron. They rocket it over to the left corner, into the hands of Lindsay. Back up front it goes, and in for a drive, and good, dropping good, is Lucas Shaw.
That ball was partially tipped.
It was.
Still, Shaw able to muscle his way in, absorb the contact, and get the shot to go, and they'll end the quarter that way with a two-point lead.
At the end of one, our score is Waldron's Mohawks 12, Oldenburg Academy's Twisters 10. Second quarter action next on 103.9 FM, WRBI Radio, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Second quarter action. The Oldenburg Twisters inbound, and they get one quickly underneath to Henry Wanstroth. He now has a fifth point in the game, and we are tied once again at 12. Wanstroth with a bunny shot
there. Yeah, back and forth, Jim. We go here. They're swapping baskets. Someone's going to have to get some stops in here to build any kind of a lead.
What a matchup it is. And there was a jumper for Lucas Shaw that did not go from 8 feet away. Twisters come away with a rebound. And it's Connor Miles once again running the floor for the Twisters. He's going left of the lane. Hands it away to Jacob Stenger. Stenger up front on the right side now. Bounces it in the corner to Isaiah Wagoner. Underneath the Wanstroth. Back to Wagoner. Henry's backing it in. Settles is out for the moment, and a jumper from the right wing is not good. In for Settles, by the way, is Sam Jones, a 6'1 senior for Waldron. Into the corner that ball goes. Now down to Max Jones. Up front in the hands of Lucas Shaw, who had 4 points in that first quarter. Now driving baseline and trying to get it in is Shaw. We may have a foul here. I think we do. 6:40 to go in the half, tied at 12. That is going to be on Jacob Cornelius of Oldenburg, his first and the first team foul.
And I think they went the entire first quarter without a foul called at all.
Correct. That is their first in the game. Tied at 12, 6:40 to go in the first half. Getting the inbound to Jacob Lindsay are the Mohawks. Over on the right wing, looking for a pass, doesn't have one. It's Max Jones. He gives it away up front. Once again to Lindsay. And just about throwing it past him and out of bounds. Lucas Shaw saved that one. Back in the hands of Jones. Underneath they bounce it. Backing in. Not a hope there. It's Lindsay on the right wing, now going under, and not quite in off the right side of the rim was Jones with a bunny.
Yeah, had a whole lot of bumping and banging going on underneath there. Jones thought he had enough extension to get the shot, but no, sir.
And Keith settles on the sideline, makes this a whole different ball club for Waldron. We can see that right away. 6:05 to go here in the first half, tied at 12. And it's the Oldenburg Twisters with an opportunity here. Keith's getting ready to come back in, so they should take advantage of it here. Wanstroth shoots over his shorter opponent and does not have it go. In fact, it goes off Henry's hand out of bounds on the rebound. So Sam Jones did the great job in there replacing Settles, and he gets a rest and blocked out. Yeah. The Oldenburg recovery.
Yeah, credit the Mohawks on that rotation. Had Settles on the bench, but no harm done. The game still remains tied.
We're 12 all, 5:45 to go in the half. Underneath that pass goes from Shaw, and it was intended for Max Jones. Over his head and out of bounds, diving for it for the Twisters was Connor Miles, and a foul on the play.
And a good little bit of sportsmanship there as Jones steps in quickly to help up the fallen Twister. Just let him know, hey, no harm, no foul there. Well, there was a foul.
There was a foul, yeah.
But no harm there. Didn't mean to take him to the ground there. You like to see that.
Absolutely. Love the sportsmanship. Now bringing it up is Oldenburg. It is Stinger on the right wing. He passed it up front to Cornelius, got the ball back at him, and had moved just beyond where the pass was going, so it goes directly out of bounds and into the hands of the Mohawks.
First turnover here in the second quarter on the Twisters, second overall.
5.5 minutes to go in the half, still tied at 12. Over on the right wing is, Ray Wagner in for the first time for Waldron. And he launches three, and Ray is just off the back of the rim. Not good. Wanstroth skies for that rebound. Good leaping ability for Henry, and not excessively tall, so you don't necessarily expect that from him. But a good leap indeed. Jacob Stenger right at the foul line, and real air ball short, saved in bounds by Isaiah Wagoner, but it goes right into the hands of the Mohawks. And so here in the lane for Waldron is a 4-foot jumper that rolls off the rim. It was slightly short, and the Twisters come back with it underneath and stuffed legitimately with no foul by Settles.
But they said he must have had a foot on the line.
Yep.
When he made contact with the ball, did Settles. So it'll stay with
it. It stays with the Twisters. And checking in now for Oldenburg for the first time today is 6'3 junior Grant Goldsmith. He'll give Wanstroth the rest, and Henry's done a nice job so far. So it is Oldenburg inbounding. Comes to Cornelius. Hands it away to Stenger, and now to Connor Miles. Miles in the lane. He's 1-on-4, and there is the first shot, and it's good for Grant Goldsmith.
Well, Goldsmith just turned around, Jim, and just flipped that one up, got it up on the rack, and it falls.
And now he gets a rebound high off the rim on the other end as the Twisters bring it right back, and they loop it underneath, trying to get a jump to go, and fading away with it is Isaiah Wagoner, his first score. The second quarter is now 6-0 in favor of Oldenburg. 16-12 our score.
Wagner with some good footwork underneath and just battled his way to a two-point shot.
Just under 4 minutes to go in the half now. Handling it for Waldron is Ray Wagner. He goes over to the right wing. That is Lucas Shaw. Shaw was good early in the first quarter. He's been kind of shut down since. And there is a nice steal. Connor Miles once again for the Twisters. He comes all the way down court, loses the handle on the ball for a moment. And who's got it under there? Do we have a jump ball situation? We do. As they're diving on the floor, Miles was down there, and going to the floor with him was Shaw. Checking in for the Mohawks will be Will Larrison. And coming in for the Twisters, it is Zach Hoff, 6 foot junior.
And that jump ball is going to essentially be a Twisters turnover as the possession arrow favored Waldron.
16-12 Oldenburg with 3:38 to go in the first half. Bringing it up now is Shaw. And timeout called by Coach John Shaw, his dad, and we will pause briefly as well. 30 seconds on 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Oldenburg Academy, where we have a great boys basketball game underway between the local Twisters and the visiting Mohawks from Waldron. 16-12. The Twisters in the lead. 3.5 minutes remaining in the first half. And Will Larrison inbounds for the Mohawks. Gets it away to Lucas Shaw, who comes right wing. Looking for a pass, he goes back up front to Larrison. Now on the left side and trying to get it underneath. Ray Wagner was fouled. This is going to be on Henry Wanstroth, who's back in the game. That's going to be his second of the game and only the third team foul of the half, second of this quarter for Oldenburg. So Henry's going to have to watch that. Oh. He jumps high and commits another one right there.
Bang, bang play there. Wanting to defend the jump shooter, but he gets caught in the air. That quickly, he picks up his third.
Yeah, suddenly a third for Henry, so he's going to check out. In for him will be Adam Weber. At only 5 feet nine versus 6'4", that's going to be a big drop for Oldenburg.
Yeah, he's kind of the spark plug here that's been making the squad go here early in this one.
3:19 to go in the half. As the Mohawks inbound, they get into Keith Settles once again. Settles is in for two, and he's going to be shooting two because he was tagged down there by Grant Goldsmith. Goldsmith with his first. And the fourth team foul of the quarter.
And Goldsmith, credit him, didn't shy against the challenge there. Rose at the same time that Settles went up, but just got it just a little bit on the wrist.
And that first shot goes in and out. Not good. And so Settles was unable to get the Mohawks their first point of this second quarter. Still 16-12. Twisters. Second shot rolls good. Makes it 16-13. 3:13 to go in the first half. With the ball is Adam Weber for Oldenburg. He gets it right back to Connor Miles, who's been bringing it up on just about every offensive series. It's Zach Hoff now back up front. And this is once again Weber, left wing. Over to the right to Miles. Coming to the corner of the lane, not there. Back in the hands of Weber underneath. Oh. And a looping layup. It came back to Adam Weber, and he is in for two. It's 18-13, Twisters.
Beautiful reverse layup there by Weber.
That was a thing of beauty. They're going to run that video for years to come. Wow, Lucas Shaw has it up front now for Waldron. He's over to his left wing to the strong senior, Jacob Lindsay. It's underneath now. Wagner doesn't have a shot. He's one on three. Back to Lindsay. Now at the foul line. Over to the right wing for a jumper. And in is Will Larrison for the first time tonight. A third point in this quarter for the Mohawks. It's 18-15 now. 2:07 to go in the half.
Twister sold out for a steal. That's what left the shooter wide open for that three. And then...
And underneath wide open just now was Goldsmith. He misses a layup, and it comes right back in the hands of the Mohawks.
Yeah, that was a tough one there. We've seen these bunnies not go down for either squad.
So we remain 18-15. Yeah, they're missing the easy shots, hitting some hard ones, which is wild. And here comes the ball to the right side in the hands of Shaw. Gets it down to Will Larrison. Up front now. Now on the left wing. Cross courts it again to Lindsay. And Jacob travels with that.
Oh, my.
Uncharacteristic the way the Mohawks have played so far tonight. It's the first travel on either team now to think about it. Minute and a half remaining in the half. 18-15. Twisters. Bring it up. Adam Weber had such a spectacular play a few moments ago. Gets it back to Miles. There is, once again, Goldsmith. Doing well in the post. And now launching a three and high off the back of the rim. Is Zach Hoff, the 6-foot junior who had come in a few moments ago. Mohawks rebound it, put up their own three from Lindsay in the left corner. It's not good. Rebounded by Miles. Two on two. And can he come in for a layup? He can. It's good. Connor Miles with his sixth point of the game, Terrence, and that is pretty impressive. It's now 20-15. Here is, wow, here is Goldsmith breaking up a pass for the Mohawks, getting it right back for the Twisters, and Weber brings it up again.
Well, we talked about the Twisters being able to get some stops, and they've done that here, back-to-back possessions. Now let's see if they can finish it off by getting points.
Right side of the, excuse me, left side of the lane. Goldsmith tries to get it underneath to Jacob Cornelius, but it just goes past Jacob and out of bounds, so it is a turnover for the Twisters. They lead 20-15 with 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Mohawks bring it up with Lucas Shaw. Dribbling slowly, walking it. Settles, hasn't had much impact since he came back into the game. And he's all alone down in the left corner. They get the ball up front to Larrison, and it's taken away. There is Shaw, for the Twisters, Weber, and he gets it back to Connor Miles. 4 seconds, three. Is there going to be a shot? There's going to be a foul for sure.
Yeah, I believe Weber lost track of the time with that fast change turnover, that change of possession. And you could hear Coach Higdon yelling at him to go ahead and run it, run it, run it. They were already down to 8 seconds, and the foul really bailed him out.
So we have 1.2 seconds on the clock, and Coach Shaw is disagreeing with the call from the officials. Oldenburg gets it in, and launching the jumper is Miles. It's in, literally, and out. Not good at the horn.
Would have been good if it went. But doesn't fall. But what a great, and the official still in the ear of Shaw. Shaw trying to walk away from it, and they're still going. Finally, a third official comes in to separate the two.
Man.
And I don't know if
Coach was pretty upset.
He really was. And the official at one point, when he basically told him to knock it off, asked him, do you understand me? Coach Shaw really didn't respond. But again, Shaw was trying to remove himself from it, trying to walk away. The official came back to him again.
Man. This, you don't usually see officials do that.
No.
This is going to be an interesting second half.
No doubt.
So at the break, we have the Oldenburg Academy Twisters leading the Mohawks of Waldron High 20-15. And we'll be back to recap it in just a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know a student pursuing a career in the medical field? If so, Margaret Mary Health is now accepting applications for their scholarship program. To qualify, students must go to school full-time and maintain a grade point average of 3.5 or higher. Applications are due by March 29th. For more information or to print an application, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org and click on their News and Events page.
Love is in the air, or maybe it's just the smell of our heart-shaped pizzas. Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. Yes, our cheese or pepperoni heart-shaped pizzas are back on February 14th only. Our heart-shaped pizzas are available as a combo with 6 breadsticks, 2 sauces, and a mega chip cookie for $25. Or you can order just the heart-shaped pizza for $15. If the heart-shaped pizza doesn't do it for you, maybe the chicken bruschetta pizza will. It's now available until February 17th or while supplies last. Celebrate Valentine's Day at Eisen's Family Pizza, Eisen's Family FamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
It's Jim Williams and Terrence Arney back at Oldenburg Academy, where in this boys' ball game, Terrence, the Twisters of Oldenburg have gotten out to a five-point lead on a pretty tough Mohawk squad. The Twisters 8-10 coming into this one, the Mohawks 8-8. But it's now going the Twisters' way. They're going to have to work to protect that lead, I would think, early in the third quarter.
Yeah, they definitely are. You know, they've kind of gone in spurts. These teams will just trade baskets back and forth. And then for the Twisters, they've been able to put together back-to-back stops and points. They'll trade again, and then they did it again, put back-to-back stops together and able to get some points. But interesting enough, the reason the Twisters are in this ball game, I find it interesting. They lead the Mohawks 16-6 in terms of points in the paint.
In the paint.
And we really thought it was going to be the Mohawks that was going to dominate inside.
With the biggest man on the floor, Keith Settles.
Exactly. But it's actually been the other way around.
Wow. Let's take a look at the scoring, and you'll see that as well. Yes, Settles has 6 points in the half, a 2-of-3, and a free throw. But so does Connor Miles have six for Oldenburg. So those are the two leading scorers in the game so far. Elsewhere for Waldron, it's Lucas Shaw with four, a Trey making a three for Jack Fisher, and a two for Will Larrison. The Mohawks only scored 3 points in the second quarter. That's not going to win you games. They're going to have to get more offensive output. For the Twisters, they've got, as we said, Connor Miles with six, and then they've spread out the rest of the scoring. 2 points for Adam Weber, two for Isaiah Wagoner, a three for Jacob Stenger, two for Grant Goldsmith, and he could definitely produce more, and then five for Henry Wanstroth.
And when you look at the team stats, Oldenburg Academy haven't been shooting the ball quite as well as they'd like. 9 of 21 for 43%.
That is not what they'd like.
For four from three for just 25%. 100%, though, from the charity stripe. But I mentioned the 16 points they've got in the paint. Meanwhile, Waldron, 6 of 17 for 35%. They did get warm from three there. 2 of 5, 40%. And they've only made half of their free throw attempts. Only been two attempts for them. Now, the other half of this story here, we talked about it during the broadcast, was the Twisters' ability to rebound.
Yes.
In the defensive board, 11-8, but on the offensive board, three offensive rebounds and 6 second-chance points off of those offensive boards, none for the Mohawks. Turnovers are even at four apiece. However, the Mohawks have 5 big points off of those 4 turnovers.
There. So, second-chance points, points off turnovers, those should both be key in the second half. Yes, indeed. And we do want to point out that for the Twisters, Henry Wanstroth has 3 personal fouls in that first half, and nobody else in the game has more than one.
Yeah, not a lot of fouls being called. In fact, you probably could easily say over half of the fouls that have been called, unfortunately, have been on Henry in this first game.
Absolutely, yeah.
But these were hustle fouls. He was trying to make a play, and unfortunately, he got caught. He picked up that second foul, and you could tell he wanted to atone for that. But unfortunately, he was so aggressive on the defensive end, kind of got baited into that third foul.
It's going to be interesting to see if in this third quarter, Coach Shaw, speaking of getting baited, if he gets pulled into a situation with the officials again. That's going to be very interesting. If a couple calls don't go right, we might see some interesting adult fireworks here. 20-15 at the intermission. It's Jim Williams and Terrence Arney, and we've got regular season boys basketball ready to continue in just a couple moments. Be back with us for the third quarter after this. It's WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have
have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Oldenburg Academy, where the third quarter is about to begin in a boys' hoops between the homestanding Twisters and the Mohawks from Waldron. And Terrence Arney, we've got a big week coming up with the girls' semi-state, those Jackson Dell Eagles going up against those Lanesville Eagles, ranked number one and the defending state champs, on Saturday morning at 10. We're going to have that on WRBI. We don't know who's going to be there exactly as yet, but it's going to be a ton of fun no matter what.
Yeah, that was where the Jacksonville Lady Eagles season ended last year. It was actually in the regional round where they met with the Lanesville Eagles. And that was semi-state. No, it was the exact same place. I take it back. It was actually
so same
semi-state.
Game.
Yep, the exact same game in the exact same building there at New Albany. So what that means for Jacksonville, a little bit of familiarity. They'll know what to expect this time around, and it might be enough for them to have a different outcome.
That's got to be a helpful factor, and we'll find out right away on Saturday morning. You guys be sure to join somebody here on WRBI about 9:40, and the tip-off will be around 10 o'clock. We are at 20-15 Oldenburg as we get ready to start the second half here in this regular season boys game. Of course, the boys playoffs begin in just a couple weeks, and we'll bring you as much of that from all our schools as we can as well. Always glad to serve you with more action on WRBI. This is going to be the Twisters ball to start the second half. It'll be Jacob Stenger throwing the inbound pass.
Let's see if Stenger can get on track here. He only had one made field goal, was 1 for 7.
He gives it to Adam Weber, and here is the first shot of the half, a three fading away for Connor Miles. Not good. Keith Settles rebounds it for Waldron, and here come the Mohawks. On the left wing, trying to get a pass inside is Max Jones, but he throws it off the foot of a Twister, and so it's going to remain Waldron's ball. They'll be inbounding right in front of their bench. Next to Coach John Shaw. Pass comes in, goes to Fisher, Jack Fisher, who was so instrumental in the early moments of the game for Waldron. Then he quieted down. Now on the right wing, bringing it in for a left-handed layup that's off the rim and getting his own rebound, putting it back is Lucas Shaw. Shaw with big play there, Terrence. Wow. 20-17.
They needed that one.
Absolutely. 7:20 remaining in the third. Just underway in the second half. And bringing it in is Miles off the glass for Oldenburg. And he rebounds and puts in his own shot as well. He now has 8 points on the game, and it is 22-17. 7 minutes remaining in the third. Fisher thinks about a three-point jumper. Does not take it. Settles is on the right wing. Keith gets inside underneath. And looks like he is fouled as that ball goes off the backboard from the hand of Max Jones. Two shots coming for Jones. And the foul on Cornelius. Jacob's second in the game. Jones on the line for two. First one away. Top of the rim, no good. Or back of the rim, I should say. Clock stopped at 6:58 remaining in the third. 22-17, the Twisters lead over the Mohawks. Second for Max. Back of the iron again, pulled down by Jacob Cornelius, who had had the foul.
Wow.
Hands it away to Adam Weber, brings it across midcourt. He's being covered by Fisher on the left side. Good screen by the Twisters, but they can't get enough open space for Weber to make a move. So he gets it back up front to Jacob Stenger. Stenger comes around the right side, just outside the arc. From inside the arc, he launches two, not there, settles with another big rebound. He's skied for that one. And it's all the way down court quickly for the Mohawks. On the right corner, going baseline. And now they get it back out to the left corner and up for two. That one is not good from the hand of Will Larrison. Rebounded by the Twisters. Bringing it right back now is Miles. He's putting up three and high off the rim, not there. With the rebound are the Twisters. They're up for two from the hand of, Jacob Cornelius. His first score of the game, it's 24-17.
Another offensive board for the Twisters and buckets.
5:55 left and underneath. There's Keith Settles with what they pay him the big money for. No, you don't have that in high school, obviously. But it was a classic NBA move to be free and grab that pass and put it right up. Even before he got the ball, he was heading up for that, 24-19.
Something you were expected to see a lot more of, but this defense for the Twisters have kind of negated it.
It's been tough, and there's a defensive interception, a big pass interception for Weber. He comes in for a layup and gets it.
Big, big, big play there.
Adam Weber from midcourt, he streaked to the left side of the bucket and gave the 7-point lead to the Twisters. Oh. Now putting down three and making it only a 4-point lead is Lucas Shaw for Waldron, 26-21. 5:10 remaining in the third. Handling it for the Twisters is Adam Weber. Left wing, no place to go. Gets it back up front into the hands of Stenger. Stenger's over to Connor Miles. Connor's between the circles. Going back to the right and trying to drive baseline. No, he's cut off. And now it's into the corner for another three. This one's short from the hand of Stenger and right into the hands of Jack Fisher. So the Mohawks bring it back. Now down in the corner. Into Settles again. And they're going to call a foul on Stenger. I didn't see that he hit Settles, but apparently he did. Thought he just got his hand in the net. But yeah, that will be the first on Jacob for the game. And Keith Settles at 6 feet six, goes to the stripe for a pair. First one good. 26-22 now. 4:40 remaining in the third quarter at Oldenburg Academy. Great game with Waldron here. And the second one's also good. Make it 26-23. 4:39 to go in the third. Connor Miles. For Oldenburg. Covered out there by Shaw. Now has a backup front with Stenger. He's over to the right wing. It's Weber bringing it across now. Dribbling and handing it away. Back to Miles. 4:20 remaining. Twisters being patient, looking for an opportunity, and going underneath a couple defenders and off the back of the rim is Miles, just dropped off the edge, and Max Jones pulls it down for Waldron. He gets a backup front to Shaw. He's now down on the right side, tries to get it to Settles, taken away down there by Henry Wanstroth, who's back in, Terrence.
Another turnover as they keep trying to feed the big man. You can understand why, but they really had some good defense against Settles.
You heard that whistle, jumper short for Adam Weber. No good, and I think that was partially blocked.
Correct.
But no foul, so 3:56 to go in the third, 26-23, Oldenburg. It is the Twisters' ball. They inbound it to Wanstroth. Playing with three fouls. Gets it back to Connor Miles. Miles comes around the free throw lane to the left. Hands it away to Weber. The freshman, Weber, really playing well, Terrence, I think. And he's over on the right wing now, covered by Fisher. Comes in one on three. Gets it away to the left side. Jumper for three. Not there. And that was Stenger. Miles comes in on the rebound. Underneath. And it goes off of the Mohawks.
Stenger having a tough shooting night, Jim, but shooters are going to shoot, and he's going to shoot his way out of this little mini slump here tonight.
Absolutely. Wanstroth gets the inbound pass. He is blocked cleanly, and there he is on the rebound, Jacob Cornelius, for his fourth point of the game. All in this third quarter is 28-23 Oldenburg.
Right place, right time for Cornelius.
Absolutely. The place to be. Settles on the right wing now. Here is in the corner Shaw. For Waldron, a kick by Stenger. So that's going to be Mohawk ball on the baseline. 28-23. Twisters with 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Inbounding is Jack Fisher. Fisher gets it immediately to Shaw. Trying to back in on Cornelius. Out to the wing, that in the hands of Larrison. He goes underneath, and they throw it right past Jack Fisher, who retreated from that ball because he thought it was going to Keith Settles, who was also out there, Terrence.
Yeah, these Twisters have been playing some really tight man-to-man defense, and it's got the Mohawks confused just a little bit.
Absolutely. 2:55 to go in the third. 5-point lead for Oldenburg, 28-23. Now here is Connor Miles at the line getting a pass. He can't go up over Max Jones, so he backs it out between the circles. Now Miles going left, spinning into the lane. He tries to get it up and blocked by Jones. Good play there, and Shaw comes down with it. Mohawks bring it right back. 2.5 minutes left now in the third. Backing out to between the circles once again, Lucas Shaw trying to get in on the defense of Cornelius. Lindsay has it now. Excuse me, Larrison. And now it's into the left corner to Larrison once again, and it picked off by Jacob Stenger of the Twisters. He's bringing it all the way down to the foul line. Now bouncing it inside to Wanstrup. Back up front for three to Stenger. Not there. Pulled down by the other number 13. That is Lucas Shaw.
At this point in the game, they're not even guarding Stenger.
And Settles on the baseline. Settles for two. He's got six in this quarter, and it's 28-25 Oldenburg. And we'll keep it here for this one, Terrence. Wow, quick timeout called, and that was one that had to be called to cut the momentum.
Well, both of these teams kind of went through a little bit of a drought shooting-wise.
Yeah.
It's really gotten kind of ugly. I mean, the Twisters down below 37% shooting from the field. And meanwhile, Waldron has kind of cured some of their woes. He's up to 42 from two and 43 from three. So they've actually improved their shooting, not getting as many shots up. The Twisters on the flip side, they have really struggled indeed. To get baskets to go, and that's been both inside and out.
Tough quarter for them. They've got 8 points, but the Mohawks have 11, curing that second quarter drought where they only had three. They're going to need to come back some more. Obviously, they're still down, but they're within range. It's 1:57 to go in the third. What do we see here?
Well, if Stinger can find the range, find the touch, this totally changes this game. He was 1 of 7 in the first half. He's now 1 of 10.
Ooh, wow. Stinger to throw the inbound pass. He does, and we're back underway with Adam Weber, the freshman, bringing it across midcourt. He goes over to Connor Miles on the right side. Miles has been big for Oldenburg in this one. There is Cornelius. Back to Weber. And now it's Miles in the lane. He's 1-on-3. He's tripped. That's going to be a foul.
Yes, he got into the teeth of the defense. They tried to split two defenders, and legs and feet got tangled up, and he took a tumble.
Going to charge it to the other number 13, Lucas Shaw. And give a rest to Adam Weber, are the Twisters. He has done some excellent work in there, especially for a ninth grader. And 5 seconds on the line, the Twisters didn't get the ball in. That turns it back right to the Mohawks.
And no, let's see. He's getting an explanation. I was getting ready to say there was no disagreement from the Twisters bench, so it must have been right on time. But Coach Higdon did ask for a quick explanation. And now they resume play. It was the right call.
Minute and a half to go in the third, 28-25, Oldenburg. Here is a spin move underneath and a travel by Lucas Shaw of the Mohawks. That turns it right back to the Twisters.
And takes points off the board because the shot did go down, but the violation was before the shot. Just a minute 20 now left in the third.
So Stenger gets it over to Isaiah Wagoner, who's back in. And now at the foul line of Wanstroth, and he has it taken right out of his hands. That by Will Larrison. Larrison gets it up front to Shaw for the Mohawks. It's not good. His jump shot that should have gone down was off the front of the rim. Connor Miles comes down with it and gets it underneath to Henry Wanstroth, who scores his 7th point of the game, and it's 30-25 for the Twisters.
Quiet as a skip. Wanstroth putting together a nice little game here.
Absolutely. Over on the right wing for the Mohawks, it is Max Jones. Passes it up front. Now Jack Fisher comes to the foul line. Down into the corner to Lucas Shaw. Back up front to Fisher. Here is Settles. Outside of the post position. He can play just about anywhere on the floor. Fisher gets it back to settles in the corner, does not take a jump shot, goes over to Fisher's to the right wing. And now underneath to Keith. He is blocked cleanly by Wanstrom.
Once again, Wanstrom doing it on both ends.
And not kicking, picking up his fourth foul. Great work by Henry there. And so out on the wing for the Twisters is Jacob Stenger. Setting things up again at midcourt on the OA logo. 7 seconds remaining in the third. And underneath it goes to Wanstrom. And it's in and out, not there. Fisher with a rebound for... Wow, for Waldron, and that's the end of three.
Oh, if that one had a drop for Wanstrom,
man.
Oh, he would be running for class president tomorrow.
No question. Fourth quarter yet to come. It's 30-25 at Oldenburg Academy in favor of the Twisters. More action after this on 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Unleash precision at Nobby Moore Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Mower Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Mower Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
The Oldenburg Academy Twisters and the Waldron Mohawks tied in that third quarter with 10 points each and taking the lead in the fourth now with a quick bucket is Lucas Shaw. But his team still trails 30-27. Just underway here in the third as Waldron scores there and Oldenburg brings it right back. Miles had it for a moment. Now it's in the hands of Cornelius. Jacob Stenger has been the floor general tonight. He gets that ball away to Isaiah Wagoner and underneath, over the rim and not good. A foul call. Two shots coming for the Twisters.
Seems like the conversation from both of these coaches to their teams between quarters was take it to the rack.
Absolutely. And they went there and the foul is charged to Jacob Lindsay of Waldron. On the line, the first one is high off the back of the rim for Isaiah Wagoner, the 6'3 junior. Oops. If I put this in the right quarter, that would help. This is the fourth. And the second shot, off the rim and not there. Rebounded by Lucas Shaw of Waldron. So with 7:20 remaining in regulation, the Mohawks bring it back up. Shaw still has that ball. Left side of the lane, down to the corner. Covered by Wanstroth, who had a huge play at the end of the third. And Henry's right there with him. He gets it away to Settles. And jumper off the side of the rim for Keith. Not there. Good rebound for Jacob Cornelius of Oldenburg.
And that was really because of the defense of Henry Wanstroth that caused Settles to renegotiate that shot.
It was outstanding. And Wanstroth has the ball on offense underneath. Has one of the Waldron defenders go down. That was Shaw, and foul call on Wagoner. Isaiah Wagoner with his first. So away from the ball was that play. The shot wasn't good anyway for Oldenburg. 6:40 remaining, clock rolling. Shaw with it for Waldron. Comes left of the lane, jumper good.
And I'm getting the feeling that Shaw is ready to take this game over. He's got both Waldron buckets to start the fourth.
Absolutely. And 10 points for the game so far. 6:20 remaining, 30-29 as Waldron comes back. And there is a pass that almost looked like a shot. And rising to get it and put it in is Isaiah Wagoner.
Nice lob play there up over the defense and a perfect execution and finish by Wagoner.
Twister score, it's 32-29, 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Into the corner it goes to Lindsay, back to Will Larrison. Now up front, there's Shaw running things and going to the right. And Settles is still in there, the big man, and he's way away from his inside post position. He's on the left wing, in fact, covered by Wanstroth. And no shot for the big man. He goes over to the corner, and there is a jumper from the left side. Not good from the handle, Larrison. Rebounded by Settles, up and not good. And there, skying for that rebound, is the man who's done it all tonight for Oldenburg, Jacob Stenger. And he's there's another foul on that play. This is going to be on Will Larrison of Waldron.
Wow, this business is picking up here midway through this fourth quarter.
Wow, we indeed. Just under 5.5 minutes remaining. It's 32-29, a tenuous three-point lead for the Oldenburg Twisters. Up front it goes to Connor Miles for three. Back of the rim, not there. And rebound battled for. Getting to Wanstroth underneath is off the front of the rim. Pulling it back again is Wagoner. And now Wanstroth puts it up, and he's fouled and going to be shooting two.
Wow. And
what a sequence there.
And it's all because of the offensive hustle and the way they're cleaning up the offensive glass. Again, they're not shooting the ball that well, the Twisters, but they're getting second chances and third chances like they did on this one.
Absolutely. Second, third, fourth chances, and Henry finally got fouled, and he sinks the first free throw. Increases the Twister lead to 4 points at 33-29 with 5:11 remaining on the clock and timeout on the floor. Second free throw coming in a moment on 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Terrence Arney with the great John Heil on the controls back at the studio in Batesville. And we definitely thank John for all his hard work throughout each sports season. It is a 5:11 remaining in the fourth. Terrence, this second free throw for Wanstroth could be huge.
Yeah, 33-29. Twisters on top with Wanstroth on the line. They tried to ice him, if you would, after he makes the first one. Got a second one coming. Should he have that one down? You're talking about a three-possession ball game.
There you go. And by the way, the two teams tied each other in that third quarter with 10 points each. And the Twisters had scored 10 points in each quarter. There is a fourth in this one. It's 34-29 as the second free throw for Henry goes down. 5:05 remaining. It is 34-29 Twisters over the Mohawks. Getting a brief rest and now dribbling it once again on the right wing for Waldron is Lucas Shaw. Shaw has a knocked out of bounds by, I believe, Jacob Cornelius. And now Lucas gets it again. Goes over to the left side to Max Jones. Jones gives it away to Keith Settles. Settles, the biggest man on the floor, does not have a shot. Shaw dribbling right of the lane, one on three. No, he fades away, puts it up, and it's not there, just off the rim, no good. Kicked out of bounds by the Mohawks, and it's going to be Twister ball. 4:41 on the clock, 5-point lead for Oldenburg. Connor Miles dribbling to his right, right in front of us and in front of the bench. He's down to the baseline, not a shot there. And Wanstroth is being covered closely by Settles. Here is Wagoner, who's done well tonight, back up front to Stenger, who's kind of organized the whole thing for the Twisters. Goes to his left wing, hands it away to Cornelius. Jacob doesn't have a shot. He gets it back out to Stenger. Now Connor Miles. 4:07 on the clock. 5-point lead for Oldenburg. Waldron's going to have to do something. They haven't got any defense, and there's a layup that just goes off the side of the rim. No good.
How many times?
Wow.
How many times have we seen this? But they do create a tie-up opportunity, a jump ball opportunity that's going to keep this ball with the Twisters.
Rebound comes down to Cornelius, and it's exactly right there. The jump ball possession arrow to the Twisters from Stenger on the baseline. It's back up front now. Between the circles, in the hands of Cornelius. He gives it away to Stenger to quarterback things. 3:50 remaining on the clock. 5-point lead for Oldenburg Academy. huge game between these two clubs, clearly rivals, and they're both giving it everything. Over to the left wing, it's Miles.
Twisters look to be taking the air out of the ball just a little bit here.
Indeed. Underneath, they look for a possibility for Wanstroth, and it's there. Henry gets a bucket, and it's 36-29. 7-point lead with under 3.5 minutes to go. Could be a problem if you're Waldron. It's Shaw coming to his left. He gets it over to Jones. Max gives it back to Lucas, and... Oh. Shaw's fouled as he drives the baseline. That is going to be on Connor Miles. His first foul of the game. Miles has been all over the place.
Yes.
First foul now in the fourth quarter. That's good management of your body, I think.
I think you're exactly right. And credit these officials, too. They've been consistent with their fouls, and they essentially have let them play as we got a...
Marker Douglas comes in as a sub for the Mohawks, and in for... A bunny that does not go, goes over the rim, was, Will Arison.
But again, that was Henry Wanstroth causing him to renegotiate that shot at the last second.
Absolutely. And there is a steal by Larrison. Now is a jump ball on the floor. It should be a jump. Timeout called by Coach Shaw before the jump could put the ball's possession into doubt. So 2:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll stick with you here at Oldenburg Academy, where the Twisters lead the Mohawks of Waldron 36-29. Just under 3 minutes to go at 2:57. Terrence, what happens here?
Well, this has been a game ever since the second quarter that the Twisters have just been just out of reach. Two possessions, three possessions. If the Mohawks want to make a nice run here, they're going to have to get some stops.
Yep.
And the problem there is the Twisters are in no hurry to run their offense and take unnecessary shots. So defensively, Waldron's going to have to get very, very aggressive on the defensive end. They may even have to commit some fouls. As you look at the count there, only two team fouls committed.
So they've got some to give.
Yeah, definitely got some to give. And let's see if they... can try to create some turnovers here. Maybe they use a couple of these fouls.
Shaw inbounds it to the new man in the game, Parker Douglas. Douglas goes down to the left corner. He is covered tightly by the Twisters and gets it away. Pass over to Larrison. Now it's back up front to Lucas Shaw.
Stolen
right out of his hands. Here's Connor Miles coming left side for Oldenburg. It's up for a layup. Good. Miles with his 10th point of the game, 38-29. 2.5 minutes left.
Wow.
Lucas Shaw right of the lane, 1-on-2, and he has it knocked out of his hands, gets it away to Max Jones. Back up front now comes to Larrison. He puts up a jumper. It's blocked by Miles. Now back in the hands of Keith Settles, and here is a three-point for Shaw that goes down. Lucas Shaw.
Probably his cleanest look he's had all night, and Waldron really needed that. We talked about that, them needing some turnovers, but it was the Twisters getting the defensive stops.
Brings the Mohawks back within six, 38-32, 2 minutes left, and wide open underneath for an easy one is Isaiah Wagoner. He scores his sixth of the game, and it's 40-32 in favor of the Twisters. Settles out on the right wing in the corner. Now gets it back across to Max Jones underneath on the baseline. The runner by Parker Douglas is not good. Back of the rim and chasing the ball into the backcourt is Lucas Shaw. He's been all over it tonight for Waldron. Go ahead.
Incidentally, Twister's largest lead of the night now at 8 points.
Absolutely. Minute 26 to go. Foul charge to Jacob Cornelius of the Twisters, and we have timeout on the floor. We'll pause for it and catch our breath. Back in a moment on 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And high school basketball on WRBI is brought to you on every platform by Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner, where my partner will have a lot to talk about on Monday. Also by SEI Fiber, by Southeastern Indiana REMC, by Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and by Margaret Mary Health. And it's 40-32, Terrence, with a minute 26 left. Time really running out on these Mohawks from Waldron.
Well, I'll tell you a fun fact here. One of OA's most beloved alumni at WRBI, our very own John Howe, loving this OA action here. And a big three from the corner. Huge answer from Shaw.
Lucas Shaw drops it down 10 points in this quarter alone. Minute 10 remaining, 40-35. Oldenburg and trying to get out of the backcourt are the Twisters. They do. Wanstroth, who's had a big second half, gets it and goes back to Connor Miles on the left side. He is now down into the corner on the baseline, just daring the Mohawks to come after him. And they've got it in the hands of Jacob Stenger now, and there is the foul. And that is finally charged to Lucas Shaw. It's going to be his third of the game. 55 seconds remaining, 5-point margin for the Oldenburg Academy Twisters.
Shaw hits that three, and this gym ignited.
Oh, man, it was huge. And here is Miles in the backcourt, getting it back to Stenger. Now across the midcourt line, once again to Miles, back to Stenger, 45 seconds. The 5-point margin appears to be enough for a victory. Let's see. It is Stenger. Back to Miles. They're just loading the passes all the way across the floor.
This is why you run those no-dribble passing drills through practice right here.
Absolutely.
Look at this execution.
Over to Cornelius.
Ball not even touching the court.
Yep. It's back to Miles. It's in the air the whole time. Finally, the Mohawks commit a foul, and that is going to be the fourth on Lucas Shaw.
Listen, I got to tell you, so many teams try to execute what we just saw the Twisters do in terms of working the ball all the way around the court without dribbles.
It's a fun drill.
It is, but a lot of teams can't execute that like we just saw.
Making it work in a game is something else. Third foul shot this quarter for Henry Wanstroth goes good. And he is 4-for-4 on the stripe so far tonight. 24 seconds left. Fifth one for Henry, also good. It's 42-35, and that should ice the game for the Twisters with 20 seconds remaining. Here comes Lucas Shaw for the Mohawks, and he is fouled, they say, by Isaiah Wagoner. Only a second in the game, 19.6 seconds left. No shots, however, which the Mohawks really needed. And timeout for Coach Shaw on the floor, so we'll stick right here. Since we're in the closing moments of this one, Terrence, what a game this has been. And even though it's a 7-point margin now for the Twisters, I think they've gotten all they wanted from these Mohawks of Waldron.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 42-35 with 20 seconds left. The Waldron Mohawks, they're over the foul limit. So the Twisters will be shooting the rest of the way. Meanwhile, Twisters themselves with a foul to give yet and still. So things just haven't quite gone the way the Mohawks needed it to go in terms of them to get back into it. We said when it was just a two-possession game, they needed to get a stop, but instead it was the Twisters that somehow, but if you can believe it, ratcheted up their defense. Even with the lead, ratcheted up their defense another notch or two, got a couple of more steals, a couple of more takeaways. You remember that one particular play, Shaw on a dribble drive, had his pocket picked. And immediately, the Twisters turned that into two more points to extend the lead. Pushed it all the way up to 8, their largest of the game. And they did that in the home stretch. That's pretty impressive.
Shaw of the Mohawks is clearly gifted, but you can't do it all on your own. And Keith Settles has been kind of kept out of the game in the second half, away from the ball.
Can't say enough about what Wanstroth has done on the defensive end, particularly as he's been guarding the big man.
And he's played the entire second half with three fouls. There is the big man getting the inbound pass. Bunny shot off the back of the rim. Not good. Rebounded by Miles. 12 seconds remaining, and this is going to do it. Wanstroth has the ball. He is fouled in the backcourt. That is Jacob Lindsay with the personal. 10 seconds remaining.
And even on that shot, Settles had a good look. But because of the defense that Wanstroth has played all game long, Settles has never been able, no pun intended, to settle into a rhythm.
Very good, yes.
To be able to get those shots off.
Absolutely. First shot for Henry. Good this time. He is perfect on the night. 10.6 seconds. It's 43-35. And another also good. Memo to any opponent, don't foul Henry Wanstrom. 8 seconds remaining. Here come the Mohawks for one more. A three off the rim, not there. That's kind of the story of the game. Wanstrom with a rebound. That's it. Wow. What a contest for the Twisters of Oldenburg Academy. They twist things right by the Mohawks of Waldron. And we'll be right back to talk about the ninth victory of the season for the Twisters in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.9 FM WRBI, also WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Back at Oldenburg Academy, where the Twisters boys have knocked off the big challenge of the Mohawks from Waldron. The final score, 44-35. And Terrence Arney, I've got unofficially Lucas Shaw with 16 points for the Mohawks, but what a performance again by Henry Wanstroth, who was a quiet guy inside,
yeah,
and not as big as many other posts he faces, but playing with three fouls the entire second half, he did a workmanlike great job for these Twisters and really helped them to the win, I think.
The Twisters clearly owe a huge debt of gratitude to the game that Wanstroth put together here this afternoon. If you recall during the broadcast, Jim, we said it looks like Shaw was about to take this game over.
Absolutely.
As he came out and just made a beeline straight to the basket to get the first points there in that fourth quarter, but we were wrong. It was actually Henry Wanstroth that took this game over. 10 huge points, all in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. 6 free throws and a bucket in there, and just an amazing night. 15 for Henry, is that what we had?
Yeah.
It was just an outstanding effort, and for the smaller of the two big men in the game, at Keith Settles is a legit 6'6". Henry is listed at 6'4", but appears even smaller than that. But not like that small, but you know what I'm saying? Like there was that much difference
between
those two guys. He appeared to be significantly smaller than Settles, but Settles only had 12 on the game, and Henry just made things happen for Oldenburg.
Well, and that played to his advantage because you could tell on several of those Wanstroth blocks that Settles thought he had the advantage,
yep.
Didn't need to extend, didn't need to jump. I can make this shot flat-footed. No, Wanstroth would raise up every single time, seemed like, and either cause him to renegotiate that shot or block it away in its entirely.
Absolutely. And so let's take a look at some of the stats you have, Terrence.
Sure.
I've got a little bit of the scoring, but shockingly it adds up. Go ahead with the other stats. What's happening out there?
Well, we'll start with the visiting Waldron Mohawks. They were 14-38 from the floor for 37%. They did have a nice stroke from three, 5 of 11 at 45%. And when they got to the free throw line, the few times they went to the line 5 times, only made 2 of those for 40%. Meanwhile, the Twisters, 18 of 46 for 39, they shot the ball poorly, but it was their offensive rebounding, I'll get to in a second, that really saved them in this game.
You betcha.
From the three-point line, they remained 1 of 10 from 3 for just 10%, but they did yeoman's work at the charity stripe, 7 of 9 for 78%. When we look at the other key factors of the game, I alluded to the disparity in the rebounding numbers. They clearly out-rebounded the Mohawks, but specifically on the offensive glass, 11-6. And of those 11 rebounds, that turned into 16 second-chance points
there
for the Twisters. That was huge there, too. The turnover was played even through the first half. It was at 4 turnovers apiece, but it ends up being 6-10. 10 for the Mohawks. And then the points off those turnovers was just about even. But again, the big, big difference, we just didn't see it coming, was points in the paint. 34 of their 44 points were scored in the paint for the Twisters to only 14 for the Mohawks.
How about that? And now we have the man of the hour, the guy who got it done tonight, Coach Michael Higdon of the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. And, Coach, we are just marveling at a lot of the stuff that your team pulled off tonight, including Henry Wanstroth as the smaller big man, playing the second half with 3 fouls, ends up with 15 points and perfect on the free throw line, really, really contributing where it didn't necessarily look in the first half like he'd be able to.
Yeah, no, he, we got on a little bit at halftime, and I think it woke him up a little bit, and the free throws were huge. And just his rebounding, and he made a couple of defensive mistakes at the beginning of the third quarter, and he made some adjustments and started doing a pretty good job of keeping the big kid out.
Pretty good's an understatement, and we were talking about how Keith Settles wasn't as big a factor as the Mohawks would have liked him to be, and that's part of Henry's responsibility,
how many did
right?
He have? He usually averaged about 9.
Settles ended up with 12 points on the game.
We did better on him in the second half.
Well, when the game was still in the balance, it did appear when Settles wanted to try to impose his will and be a bigger part of the game, the defense, mainly Wanstroth, because he didn't really seem like he had a whole lot of help. I mean, he was handling it one-on-one. Help defense would come over from time to time. But was that the game plan? Was it, okay, Henry, it's you and Settles, make it happen?
No, so the first half, we were supposed to dig down anytime Settles had the ball or anytime Shaw drove. We were supposed to dig down. We weren't really doing that in the first half.
Right.
And that was kind of one of the things we made a point of at halftime, was to make sure that, you know, the guards dig down.
Sure.
And they, you know, they hit a couple threes they don't typically hit, but, you know, we just made sure that they had to, we dig down and take the inside game away, because that's what we knew that they wanted to do.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, Terrence and I also saw that you had some guys out there that really knew about controlling things. Jacob Stenger was a fine floor general for you. So was Connor Miles. They really seemed to set things at the front court on every play. They had knowledge of what was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we knew probably kind of how they were going to guard us, and we're really starting to get better at controlling the game.
Right.
We're getting better at, you know, staying calm under pressure. The first game of the season we played Switzko, we were up, 10 with like 2 minutes left and blew it. Right. We couldn't control the ball like we did now. You know what I mean? Like, and that's happened against them, Union County, a couple other games where, you know, beginning of the season, we probably would have lost that game. And now they're under control. They move the ball. Like when they were moving the ball in that four corners there for like 30 seconds, that was, I mean, that was great.
Yeah.
That's what we work on in practice, and they executed it really well.
We loved that pass. We did. We actually talked about that on air about how flawless they executed that. And you talk about this team getting better. Coach, when you look at where you are here in the regular season, of course, you've got the pairing show coming up. I believe it's this weekend.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Yeah.
Coming up here this Sunday. And as you look to the second season, every coach in the country, in the state, wants to be playing their best basketball right now. Yeah. How close is OA to be playing their best ball?
I think we're pretty close.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really starting to kind of come together, and guys are finally healthy. And they're starting to finally, like, actually get our eight guys that are going to play. It feels like one of them's been missing all the time.
Right.
But now they're finally, like, back at practice, and we can practice together, and they can play together and start gelling a little bit. But, I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, we didn't hit very many shots. Did we hit any threes tonight?
1 of 10.
Yeah, one of ten.
So, I don't know. I mean, we had some good looks. I think, you know, if we can play this way and hit some shots, yeah, then I think we're we're playing pretty well. So,
hey, and Coach, with the only 9-point total, does that as a margin, does that show Waldron as a good opponent for you guys to learn from, that you played so well against them and yet you were challenged and you overcame what they offered? Because they certainly had some skill. Lucas Shaw is a heck
Shaw's
of a ball player.
Yeah. He's a very good player. Yeah. No, I think that was, you know, that's kind of what we talked about. It's like, you know, we didn't shoot very well. I mean, we had how many good looks? Even under the basket, we had a lot of good looks and just couldn't find the bottom of the net, it felt like. And then, you know, that's kind of what we talked about, that it's huge that we can overcome a game like that. You know, we go to Hauser and we made quite a few shots. And then we come to this game, don't hit anything, but we can still come out on top because we execute, just keep attacking, stick to our game plan. And these guys never really try to force shots. They just play under control for the most part. And that's kind of what we've preached all year, is just play to your strengths and, you know, be patient on the offensive end and try to get a good look inside.
You did seem to have control, and now you've got three games left in the regular season. Rushville on the 17th, South Decatur on the 20th, and Lawrenceburg wraps it up on the 22nd. What are the Twisters thinking going down this final stretch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rushville's going to be a good challenge. They're playing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach Brown has them playing playing really good. They're playing really well. You know, their defense is pretty much lights out. So we got to, you know, we'll take tomorrow off, get our legs after 3 games in 5 days. And maybe that had something to do with our shooting. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, Rushville is going to be a good challenge. South Decatur, obviously, it's one of our sectional opponents. That's who we saw them this late last year, and then that's who we end up playing in the first round. So, and we got Waldron tonight, so a couple sectional opponents late, which is unusual. But and then, obviously, Lawrenceburg is it's going to be a tough one.
So when you look at playing these sectional opponents late, as you mentioned, of course, Waldron here tonight, you get the victory, and then you've got South Decatur coming up as well. What does that do for you as a team? Does that make things easier for you, increasing that familiarity that you have with it? Because you've got those that say, you know, it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season or three times in the same season. So is it give you some type of edge in terms of the familiarity, or how do you view that?
I think because last year when we played South Decatur that late, we kind of experimented with a couple different things because we knew that that's a possible opponent because they had to play Edinburgh that first game. We got the bye and they beat Edinburgh. So, you know, we were able to kind of, we didn't show them everything and, you know, we were kind of able to try a few things out, see what works, see what didn't work.
Sure.
And then that just kind of helped us form our game plan. But, you know, South Decatur, they're pretty good. They've got the Scruggs kid. He's a load. He's tough to guard. But, no, it'll give us a good look and to kind of see, you know, what might work best against them. And that's probably kind of the approach we'll take again this year.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. The ninth of the season for the Twisters against 10 losses, and you've definitely got room in those three games to get over the 500 mark, and it seems like you could have big momentum going into this postseason.
Yeah, that would be, that's kind of how we went into last year, and made a run to the finals, and it's what our goal is again this year. So,
well, congratulations on the victory, and best of luck to you guys the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Coach Michael Higdon of the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. Again, they beat Waldron Mohawks tonight, 44-35, and we'll be back in just a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, also WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
February is Heart Month and serves as a great reminder to make sure you're taking the necessary steps to prevent heart disease. If you're looking for high-quality heart care close to home, Margaret Mary Health is proud to partner with the Christ Hospital Health Network to bring cardiologists to Batesville 5 days a week. The key to better health lies in taking proper care of your heart. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Live from Oldenburg Academy, where a couple young people are shooting for their possibility of, that's a couple of the Twisters players still practicing on each other. I think Stinger is one of them. Terrence, what a game we saw here, 44-35. Really love the grit these Twisters showed. You know, they had a losing record coming in here. They were 8-10.
Yes.
And, some fans might have thought not much hope of getting enough momentum to look good in the postseason. But I tell you, if they have a couple more games like this to wrap up their regular season, I think Coach Higdon has a ball club that can really shock the daylights out of some people.
Yeah, you've got one of your sectional opponents coming onto your floor. You definitely want to have a strong showing, and you want to be able to kind of get into that team's mind, something to think about. Should you see him later on down the road. And Coach Higdon said it, the most impressive thing about the night, they did not shoot the ball well, but because of the defense that they were able to play and because of the way they controlled the offensive glass, and then more importantly, the way they controlled the tempo of the game heading down the stretch, the way they were able to dictate to the Mohawks of what OA wanted to do, that led to a victory. And that is a lesson. A lesson that will serve them well come tournament time. There's no doubt about that.
Key words there, control and dictate.
Yeah.
If you can dictate your will, then you are on the way. And we do want to remind everybody that our basketball broadcast on WRBI are brought to you by outstanding sponsors all the time, including Nobby Mower Shop, Affinity Graphics and Tees, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Hurt and Elko, and Fleetwood Chevrolet. And so we have much more action to come throughout the rest of the season here at Terrence. Of course, the girls' semi-state with Jackson Dell up against the defending state champions, Lane. Gainesville is coming up on Saturday. That's going to be huge. And, depending on what happens there, we may have a little more time with a state title game to look at the girls. But their season will be wrapping up soon, and then we'll be concentrating on the boys. And I got to say, this Oldenburg team appears to be peaking at the right time. Like I say, I saw them about my second or third night in Indiana back in December, and half their roster was injured. They were off the floor, and it didn't look good.
And you could tell how pleased Coach Higdon is. You could hear it in his voice how elated he is to finally be at full strength right here, right now, at this time of the year, can get this squad some run against some good opponents here the rest of the way as they go up market a little bit and play the Lawrencebergs and the Rushvilles, play some nice 3A schools to kind of use them as – a measuring stick to see, okay, where are we truly? And they're going to be tested here over the next couple of games, but they'll be better for it heading into the tourney.
And, of course, you are such an expert. I've seen so many more teams than I have, but I got to believe this team is about where they belong at this point. They're on the precipice of doing something really, really strong, and now, excuse me, where do they take advantage of another team that may have appeared strong but maybe a bit vulnerable?
Well, you know, you have to go back to, and you heard, again, Coach make reference of it, when they played Hauser Jets here just the other week.
Yes.
Some big, big shots were made, you know, and they were there. They gave themselves a chance, and they gave themselves a chance in that game because of their shooting. Tonight, they get the win, and they gave themselves a chance tonight because of their defense and their hustles on the board. Those types of things, this game that they play here tonight, this game will travel. Those, you know,
that's it.
Getting rebounds, that's a want-to type of thing. The defense, that those sorts of things will travel. The shooting's going to come, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make them, you're going to make some, you're going to miss some. The shooting's going to come. Miss or make league. You hear that all the time. But if they can continue to build upon those other intangibles that we saw here tonight that was on display, again, great stingy defense and the willingness and the ability to crash the boards like they did, they'll do fine.
And containing somebody like Lucas Shaw to 16 points and not getting either he or Keith Settles, you know, more opportunities, they really did a job.
Yeah, they never really got comfortable, did either one of their elite scorers. You know, and that's what you got to be afraid of, you know, in tournament time. You know, when you're playing these types of games, anybody at any point in time can get hot and just go off and destroy, you know, destroy your season, so to speak. But the way, again, the type of defense that I saw this team play here tonight, no, they'll be able to contend and contain just about anybody.
And they have a couple floor generals up front in Connor Miles and Jacob Stinger, who are going to be masterminding it all the way through.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Stinger had a tough shooting night tonight again, but they still get the win. They had so many things that did not go their way tonight.
And still got the win.
And still got the win. That's a good feeling going into a tourney.
Absolutely. So the season is starting to pay off for these Oldenburg Academy Twisters. Again, our broadcast brought to you by the outstanding sponsors that you folks rely on so much. Please thank them for covering high school basketball on WRBI, including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner, Monday night at 6 with Terrence, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, Mary Margaret Health, Margaret Mary Health, doggone it. Also, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. What great businesses we have on the broadcast. And, of course, our fearless leader, Brent Lee, is the mastermind of it all. And I think we probably get more coverage in than anybody else.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sports leader of Southeastern Indiana for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. But, Terrence, thanks a million for being here.
My pleasure.
Adding your insights, as always. And, again, our final score from Oldenburg Academy, the homestanding Twisters 44. The Mohawks of Waldron gave it a good effort, but they ended up with only 35 points. We'll be back in just the next couple days. And remember, it is girls' tournament time, the semi-state coming up for the Jacksonville Eagles on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, against the Lanesville Eagles. And we'll see which set ends up flying high. So thanks so much for joining us. For Terrence Arney, I'm Jim Williams, the great John Heil in the studio. We're glad to have you with us, everybody, on the Sports Voice, 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app. Night, everybody.